Creative Technology Program, I know that I can reach my goal of owning my own business. Learn about the Business Administrative Program and find your way the Wrangler way at fhtc.edu. Thinking outside the books.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 820, 36 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to be joined in studio for our Newsmaker 2 segment on this Thursday morning. Kent Schnackenberg, Team Schnack. Kent, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am great today. How about you?
Fine. It's great. It's a perfect day outside.
Beautiful day, and thanks for carving out a couple of moments to join us to, I guess, give away a golf cart here this morning, huh?
Yeah, it's the second year we've done this. We're very excited. It's been a great way to raise money for research for type 1 diabetes. And this year, the golf cart's all logoed out with our Team Snack logos. And we've got tickets in there from, you know, several in Emporia. We've got them in from Florida, South Carolina, New York. And part of the deal is that I get to deliver the golf cart, so we'll see where I'm going.
You may be headed to New York.
Very possible.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm going to go back there anyway for a bike ride next year, so I might as well take a golf cart with
me. You made, 100 tickets available?
100 tickets, and I think we sold them in about 10 days last year. It took about 48 hours, but now we're very, very excited to do this, and we want to thank everybody that's participated.
Yeah, and it was a $100 donation for each ticket, correct?
Yes, sir.
So all the proceeds going to juvenile diabetes research and the great work that you've been doing. And tell you what, you, my friend, are on the go constantly. You're only here briefly. I said, so what are you doing this week? He says, I'm on the road.
Well, I'm actually leaving for Denver right after this to speak at a meeting at the brewery out there that my son-in-law owns. It's for a JDRF, the Colorado chapter, and try to recruit new riders and celebrate their success last year.
Well, you've certainly been putting on the miles. When was your last ride?
It was 2 weeks ago, Saturday, in Tucson, Arizona.
Nice there?
Yeah, it was very nice there. Very nice there. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this today, it's the 30th of the month, and this has been Diabetes Awareness Month. And just to let people know that, you know, everybody's been talking about it a lot this month, but every day to me is Diabetes Awareness Day, and every month's going to be that. So we don't want to forget about the symptoms or the awareness of the disease.
Well, you've come a long way since this has started. You have not only been spreading the word here locally, Kent, but you've been on the road and in rides all over the country, haven't you?
Yes. I've done 21 of them now, and Natalie's done 3 of them, and I got my family kind of involved more last year, and I think they will continue to be more involved with the JDRF and the whole program.
So how many miles on that Team Schnack truck out there, Kent?
Just turned 150,000.
I was going to say.
It's just getting broken. It's a Ford. It'll last forever.
It'll last forever. Yeah, yeah. There's your testimonial right there. But coming off a great day, too, earlier this week, you were involved with the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day.
Yeah, and I couldn't thank, you know, the Community Foundation or the 5, you know, donor sponsors that, you know, did the matching pool. And Natalie and I were very honored to be there. And it was, Match Day was great, and the check ceremony was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think you received, upwards of $19,000, I think.
Yep, $19,325 approximately, and we just couldn't be happier and thank everybody so much, and so much of that money will be used locally to help families with this, you know, the cost of living with the disease, and hopefully to send a lot of kids to diabetic camp next year.
You know, in knowing you, Kent, and talking with you specifically since you've, you know, really gone head first into, you know, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and helping spread the word. It seems, you know, when you talk about the opportunity to speak to people and awareness is a big part of what you do, it sounds like that's something you really enjoy doing.
I would do it every day. I mean, I do it every day, I guess. I carry the sheets of paper with the symptoms on me whenever on my way to Denver today, I'll be stopping for gas or go to the bathroom or whatever, and I'll be taking those sheets in there and talking to people and trying to document the different places I've been. And I really learned, obviously, awareness, I think, is and will save lives, but it also helps me raise money, because the more people that are aware of what you're asking them for money for donations, the easier it is and the more they understand it. So it's worked real well, and I want to kind of just continue to teach that to people.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about this golf cart.
Well, it's a Yamaha. It's gas-powered. It's basically less than a year old, and it's never had a round of golf played in it. A set of golf clubs put on it. It's been in several parades, and it's been in a couple golf tournaments. One, I took it out to South Carolina, to Hilton Head, to a big fundraising golf tournament out there. And all we ask is the pro drive it around all day so people see it and see the symptoms and see the JDRF logo on it and So it's basically brand new. It's something that we're hoping to do and get, you know, do it again next year.
All right, and we've enlisted the professional help of Greg Ray to draw our winner here this morning of the Team Schnack 2016 Yamaha Gas Golf Cart. And Greg, you have dug deep, and it looks like, is it Bill Schelk of Bern, Kansas?
Bill Sheik
of Bern, Kansas.
Bill Sheik of Bern, Kansas, yes. He's one of my customers, a good friend of mine, and he bought a ticket like everybody else did, and so it's kind of nice to know that that golf course will be up in Bern, Kansas, because I'll still be able to borrow it for the grades up in that area. So.
Well, that's good. Well, Bill Sheik of Bern, Kansas, the winner of the Team Schnack 2016 Yamaha Gas Golf Cart. Raising a bunch of money.
Yeah, it's $10,000. It's going to go towards research, and just very honored, you know, for KVOE for letting me be up here so much and talk about this so much, and it's very, very important, and we'll be happy to deliver that golf cart up to Bern, Kansas. I go up there once a week for my job anyway. I'll just throw it in the back of the truck and get after it.
You could almost drive the cart out there.
Yes, well, if that's what it took, I would do that.
Yeah, Bern's not a bad drive. Well, Bill Sheik, congratulations, and well, Kent, thanks to you and your team, you know, for all you do. I know you work hard. You're very passionate about it, as is your entire group. And keep up the great work. And anything you need from us, you just let us know.
All right. Well, thanks. And thanks, everybody in Emporia. And just everybody have a great day.
Yeah, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Ron.
All right, Kent Schnackenberg, Team Schnack. Bill Sheik of Bern, Kansas, the winner of the 2016 Yamaha Gas Golf Cart. Thanks to Kent for coming in. And continued success and great work being done by Team Schnack. KVOE live and local, 827, 36 degrees. Good morning.
KU fans, it's time to make the magic happen. Stop in at the Sports Fan in downtown Emporia and pick up some new game day gear for your holiday season. Everything under your Christmas tree should be KU Crimson and Blue this year. The Sports Fan is your one-stop shop for everything Kansas, including signs, lanterns, birdhouses, blankets, mugs, wallets, and more. New fan apparel features men's performance polos, waffle weave, fleece-lined jackets, and two-tone old-school hoodies to make him look great. You have a special lady that needs some new Jayhawk fan gear? Well, the Sports Fan has new items arriving daily. Fleece-lined jackets and warm, comfy hoodies, just the thing to make her eyes sparkle on that special day. Do you have a future Jayhawker to buy for? They have a wonderful selection of baby apparel, so pick up your crimson and blue onesie today. Don't forget to pick up stocking stuffers before you leave the store, as they have jewelry, auto emblems, koozies, hairwear, and more. That's the Sports Fan at 524 Commercial in Emporia. Open late and weekends for the holiday season.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is going on now at Express Tire. From now until December 31st, save up to $500 on off-road vehicle accessories, apparel, lubricants, and parts. Save $15 off a $150 purchase, $50 off a $500 purchase, and $200 off a $1,500 purchase. See store or Facebook for details. Stock up and save at Express Tire, 806 East 12th Avenue, next to the water tower. Open Fridays until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
The magic of childhood, family snow days, the joy of giving. Christmas is the little things, the riddles things, timeless twinkling treasures that touch the heart. This is Josh Blaisdell, manager of Riddles Jewelry in Emporia. This year, give jewelry at savings you'll love, up to 50% off, but that can be our little secret.